it goes into the Kodak story.
Yeah.
Well, there's more to the story. So, Lime, Dan, go ahead.
No, no, no. Thank you. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tim.
Is Kodak, is Kodak still a company?
I think.
I mean, do they still? I mean, yeah, do they make like digital film or something? Well, I mean, there's no.
They do. They are in the digital. Yeah, they are. They do. Huh. They're. You have to be. They had to be. How could they not when they saw that coming?
True.
But man, Lime's got a point though. They're used at every drugstore, any kind of store, a Kodak place where you could go over and leave your, you know, film or buy Kodak film.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a 35 millimeter camera when I was in my 20s, and I thought that was hot stuff. But I mean, I had to focus it in the f-stop, and then when I'd go in to buy film, I was so confused. Kodachrome, Kodacolor, Koda this, Koda that, ASA 60, ASA, Kodacopy. Okay, that's two for you. That's two for you. But it got confusing for me. I almost had to take a course just on film, you know, because it wasn't just color, black and white. It was like 19 different kinds of color film that you could buy in that 35 millimeter, and you really felt like a pro when you opened it up. You remember the little canister, little film canister?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. When you took the canister in, yeah, I need to develop my 35 millimeter. You thought you were like a professional photographer or something. I did get into that. I'd go out in the winter outside and rack focus icicles where the icicle was the only thing in focus.
Ooh.
And then everything behind it just soft snow. Oh, yeah. I got some masterpieces.
Wow.
But they were all slides because we only took slides up until, I would say, we were married almost, my goodness, 8 or 9 years before we stopped taking slides. So now down the basement, I get boxes of slides.
Oh,
I can't even
goodness.
Look at.
We used to get around. The family would sit around and get out the slide machine, and then they project the put up.
And then
the,
you hear that fan cooling that bulb.
Yeah.
And then changing slides.
You put up the screen too, right?
They have a screen. Oh, you pull the screen up on that three leg. What a cheap wobbly screen, by the way. They were all that same cheap, had a handle on it, and you'd set it up right, pull the three legs, tripod legs out, raise the curtain, hook it up on top. It was never right. It was either too much to the left or right or swiveled or not pulled up enough. You got to get up and adjust it. Oh, my goodness. But I would love to look at those slides again. I just...
When you got busted watching porn when you were younger, Frank, by your boss, was that a Kodak camera?
I didn't get busted by my boss. It was just a guy. So that's a good question. It was probably a Bell & Howell because most of those projectors were Bell & Howell projectors.
Ooh.
So I'm guessing it was brown. That's all I remember. And by the time we got through with it, it had charred marks on it because we burned part of it with the film that caught on fire. So,
there
you
go.
And the lesson, I think, there to us was supposed to be, you young men shouldn't be watching porn. I think that was probably the lesson, but didn't work.
Isn't it the Kodak Theater out in California?
I think so.
They had American Idol in the Kodak Theater. So,
yeah, and you talk about a company that sort of owned a category of goods. I know there was Fuji camera, but nobody came. If you said film, they go Kodak.
Mm-hmm.
Fuji film. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And there was another or two, but nobody can remember the names of them. Kodak owned it. They did. All the film was Kodak. And then they got into these cartridges, like you snap in the back of the camera.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you go to develop it, it had all spooled up on the part that was enclosed.
Oh, that was the 110.
Yes, it was a 110.
Yeah.
Wow, way to go. It was Kodak 110.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
There's something funny now, but do you remember Polaroid cameras? They were everywhere, and then all of a sudden they just kind of died out completely.
Now they're back.
Now they're back as a kid's toy. Everybody loves them.
Yeah, a little kid's digital picture.
Yeah. They love those things.
Now, I got a great Polaroid story. When I was about 12, I guess, my favorite uncle, Uncle Bill, who died way too young at 47, my favorite, he's the uncle, a very strict family, no cursing, no drinking. My uncle was the black sheep. He cussed, he drank, he played golf on Sunday, didn't go to church. He was the greatest. and so one day, in his little business he owned, I went in there because my dad worked there for a while. And he said, hey, back here in my office, I want to show you something. Well, I knew this was going to be fun, probably a dirty book or something, because Uncle Bill, he was out there. He said, all right, stand right there, smile. And this blue flash went off with that mirrored thing behind it. And then he says, all right. He looked at his watch. He says, only 60 seconds. So we waited. What are we waiting for? And he says, you're not going to believe this. And he peeled off that, and then he took that stick, it looked like a chapstick, slid open on the side, and coated it. The original Polaroids, you had to, every picture you had to then coat it with this protectant. Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
And he said, there you go. And he handed it to me, and it was my picture. And I thought, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. It was developed inside that camera.
Yep.
And I did, so I thought, this is changing everything. Now, in the little town I lived in originally in Tennessee, there was a man who owned the Rexall drugstore. And Mr. McNabb became the talk of the town. I will never forget this. All of the people, when you live in a little bitty town, especially in hillbilly sticks, everybody knows everybody's business. So everybody's walking around, including my parents, says, well, McNabb's lost his mind. He's lost his mind. And somebody said, what are you talking about? Well, apparently his banker or somebody had shared that he had been conned into buying into a company $5,000, which is what my dad made a year, in buying, investing in this company of cameras that develop their own pictures. Now, this was before my uncle showed me this camera, and the town was laughing at him.
Oh.
Now, I found out a few years ago that he, the Rexall drugstore owner, had passed away, like 90 years old, that his Polaroid stock was worth $50 million.
Oh, wow.
Who's laughing now?
God.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, ooh, think about it. I mean, yeah, he got in the late 50s or something. Wow, that's...
On the ground floor. Had,
yeah, he had 50 years for that $5,000 to turn into $50 million.
Wow.
Now, I'm glad I mentioned that because we need to talk about something here. We need to talk before we break about Oprah's stock sale. Oprah just sold 25% of her Weight Watchers stock. Now, let's just think. I know this is not illegal, but it's like it ought to be. She buys a bunch of Weight Watchers stock, and immediately, I mean, that day, it went up 20%. So if you had bought Weight Watchers stock the day before Oprah buys hers, you could have sold it in about 24 hours and made 20% on your money. Most wow. people don't get that in a year, 20%. So she buys a chunk of Weight Watchers, runs the stock up, and now has just sold a fourth of her shares for about $110 million. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. She bought the stock just under 2.5 years ago. That's when they made the announcement, Oprah Winfrey has become an investor in Weight Watchers, and women went crazy. In that. Even though Oprah never, through this whole thing, wasn't fat. So, she made, here's what she made on her money in 2.5 years, 900%.
Oh, my God.
She just sold, and she only sold a fourth of it. So that $100 million is only a fourth of the. She still has $300 million worth of Weight Watchers stock.
Oh,
but wow. Why isn't that stock manipulation? You know you're famous. You know that women will buy the books you want to read. So you announce, "Well, I'm heavy into Weight Watchers now. I'm gonna turn this company around." Boom, 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 boom. Stock goes up. Stock goes up. 2.5 years later, I'm gonna sell a fourth of it. How is that not manipulating?
What did Martha Stewart get in trouble for?
Martha Stewart got in trouble for insider trading.
Okay.
I thought she went now, through mail or something like that, but I obviously wrong.
I don't know. I don't remember exactly, but I think she was a scapegoat and an example. And I think that what she did, probably about, I don't know, 10,000 connected, well-connected, important people do every day.
Oh, I'm sure.
But here's the other thing about stocks. I just told you that Oprah made 900% on her money. There's a better case. Hillary Clinton bought the cattle futures. She bought cattle futures. She invested $1,000. She sold them a year later for $100,000. So, Oprah made nine times her money. Hillary made 100 times her money. $100,000 in a year. Don't tell me somebody didn't tell her something that most of the world didn't know. That's not an accidental. I think I'll buy some cattle futures. It's not. Yet, Martha goes to prison, and nobody else does.
She went to prison because she sold about $45,000 worth of stock the day before it dropped 16%, and then she lied to the federal authorities about it, and that's why she did 5 months. So she sold it right before it went down. Was her deal.
Which is, you're making yourself pretty obvious when you do that.
Right.
You know something. You just do. And don't kid yourself, folks. The people who make the real money in the stock market, they all tell each other stuff. Are you kidding? Of course they do. Now we're going to take a break, and we come back. Mr. Londolf will be with us, and we have time. I'll tell you my own personal all-time great stock story, because I don't know anything about the stock market. I shouldn't even get near it. Didn't have anything to do with it. But a few years ago, I did try something. And
is this the company that begins with a Z?
Yes, it is, Dan. Dan knows the story. Dan knows the story. Let me just put it this way. If I had listened to someone that I didn't listen to, I wouldn't have been working for the last 5 or 6, maybe 10 years. I would have made so much money. But I didn't listen and thought I could do it better my own way, and we'll have more later. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, but we will be joined, hopefully, by Johnny Londolf. You are listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on 590 The Fan. I don't know why he does that Mr. Frank thing.
He's showing his respect. I think it's polite.
No, he's not. No, he's making fun. Some kind of making fun. I don't know what it is. That's okay, though. He's the second biggest supporter of the show we have. He can do whatever he wants. Johnny Londolf is his name. I'm glad he mentioned Scott, because Scott Sherman will be in here right after Tim Woodburn's 4 o'clock news and a couple of commercials. And I hope you've noticed that about this program and the station. Not a bunch of commercials. Better to sell a few for more money than to sell a lot and almost give them away and just ruin the sound of the station. So Scott Sherman will be in here right after 4 o'clock. And if you don't know anything about what he does, let me try to tell you. He's an attorney. And for about 3 years now, every Thursday, he has helped so many people. I get the emails from a lot of these people. And you can tell while they're sending it, they're almost in tears of joy, because Scott has helped them so much. It's very easy for somebody to get steered in the wrong direction and just get screwed over with fees they didn't know they'd be having to pay. They shouldn't have had to pay. I like attorneys. I think they're fine. It's a necessary, not evil, but let's just say they're necessary. But like anything else, there are some good ones and there's some bad ones. And sometimes if you get one who wants to drag everything out, it costs you a lot of money. And it's very seldom that you can get, unless it's online, any kind of real legal advice for nothing. You can today, right after 4 o'clock. So I would encourage you to try to find a way to remember these numbers or load them into your phone as I say them. 314-821-0590. That's 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. 855-282-TALK. That's after 4 o'clock. Now, I heard Tim in the news. He said something about when you have a guy who's sick and on medication, you have to play a traffic report before the sports. Now, are you sick?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I have an allergic reaction to unknown things that cause hives to break out and my uvula to swell up in my throat, and I have to carry an EpiPen injection needle with me and inject myself.
Holy mackerel!
Really?
And you don't even know what this? And you don't even know what it is you're allergic to?
No, I've been tested, and it causes severe facial swelling and swelling in the palm of my hands and feet, and it causes me to drowse. The medication makes me very drowsy. And
let me clear something up for people who aren't as medically as knowledgeable as we are about the human anatomy. When he said his uvula, he's not transgender. That's not that female thing. That's the thing in your throat.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like it should be. It sounds like it should be female. Uvula. It's a, uvula.
I completely skipped over the traffic. Then I forgot to play the sound bite in the sportscast, and I was stumbled. Exactly. It's terrible.
Well, he's.
It's terrible.
We're not laughing at
He's under people. Duress.
Laughing at Limey. Limey's gotten down a couple of things down. He just can't wait to hit
I know.
Are you going to make it to Tim till 6?
Yeah. Yeah. You got an EpiPen?
Listen to that. Yeah.
Oh.
Welcome.
Oh, wow.
Hey, how much did that EpiPen cost you, by the way?
Well, I have health insurance, and it cost me $30 for a 2-pack.
Wow, okay, cool.
This thing's about 6 inches long, and I have to slam it into my thigh if it gets out of hand.
Wow.
Whoa, that sounded dirty.
He said, sir, could you use a 2-pack? He said, I secure should. Could. I hadn't stumbled.
I know.
The great 2-pack Shakur. I stumbled. Still, okay. Thank you, Dan. Yeah. Thank you.
You know, during your segment with Johnny Landoff, Frank, you mentioned you were from Humboldt, Tennessee, and
I was born there.
I was bored, so I looked up Humboldt, Tennessee during the.
Of course you did. You look up every single thing anybody mentions.
And you think that apparently I irritate you by doing that, but there's so much misinformation that goes out over this airwaves that I have to, somebody's got to correct it.
But there was no misinformation about Humboldt. It just said I was born there. That's not misinformation.
No, I agree.
There's okay. But go ahead. I want to hear it.
The Wikipedia page of Humboldt, Tennessee, talks about your dad, for starters. And it also lists the three radio stations that apparently originate in Humboldt. And one of them, I almost busted out laughing out loud, and I wondered if you ever worked at it. It's called WHPP 105.3 Hippie Radio.
No, that was not there when I lived there.
Uh-huh.
That's come along since, because when I was there, there were two little AM stations. That was it.
WHPP?
Hippie Radio, they call it.
Do you want to know another fun fact about Humboldt?
What?
Sure.
There's also a squid called the Humboldt squid.
That's not relevant to what we're talking about. There are lots of things called the Humboldt this or another. That has nothing to do with the town of Humboldt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's a little fun fact. Oh, my goodness.
So, Tim, what else does it say about Humboldt?
Well, it says there are two AM stations there, WJPJ and WIRG. It says that the population of the town is declining.
Well, no kidding. If you can see it. All right, check this out. When I was 7, we moved to Savannah, Tennessee. It's about as bad. And there's one radio. This is not a joke. There's one radio station, 1010 on the AM dial, WORM, Worm Radio. And the reason it was, the callers were WORM, was there was a guy in town, they called him Wormy Hughes. Of course, Wormy wasn't his first name, but he owned Hughes Worm Ranch. And I went out there one time. You cannot believe how many hundreds of thousands or millions of fishing worms they raised in that dirt when they pack them in the little thing for fishermen and sent them all over the world. Great big fat earth worms for fishing, night crawlers, and Hughes Worm Ranch, WORM Radio.
There's a lot of money in that bait like that, though. Live worms.
Like anything else, the fishing business. Yeah, the fishing business. There's a lot of money to be made there. But, yeah, WORM. And I went to high school with his son. And, man, we just thought, they've got to be really rich. When the truth is, I don't know how profitable the worm business is. Maybe they just barely made a living. I don't know.
Never want to eat spaghetti at their house.
No. Yeah, I'll come over. What are you having? Oh, Mom's making spaghetti. Nah, I'm not hungry. I pass on that. I did go to a kid's house one time, and I should have had this happen more often because of where I came from, but we didn't live on a farm or in the country, so we went to the grocery store and got our chicken. But when I lived in Fairview Heights and just graduated from high school, there's a guy who invited me up to O'Fallon, Illinois, to his house, and they lived on a farm. And I watched his mom kill the chicken. She didn't wring its neck. She took a hatchet, chopped its head off, and it's running around slinging blood.
Oh.
And I mean, like 2 hours later, 3 hours later, we're sitting around the table because he asked me to stay for dinner. It was the greatest fried chicken I've ever. You talk about fresh. That thing was running around outside 3 hours before.
Wow.
It's a lot of work. You got to pull the feathers out. And people forget about that. It's a lot of feathers to pull out of there. So sometimes you have to put them in boiling water so they're easier to pull out. Is that what's that called? Plucking the chicken? Is that what you call it? Yeah.
It's just a
you gotta take out the innards and everything. That's never fun.
Well, that's the best part. Eating the innards. I scoop them out and throw them on in a pan. And make an innard stew out of them.
Innard stew?
I'm kidding. I don't think
innard stew.
I can't explain this why I've been thinking about this the last couple of days. And I think I know why it is. This YouTube. They got to get rid of this YouTube because YouTube is so addicting. Somehow or other, I got onto one thing led to another thing to another thing, and I'm looking at these YouTubes about conjoined twins.
Oh.
Now, I'm not making fun. I'm just a normal, regular person who has all kinds of questions about conjoined twins. These were two women, and they blew past all projected, you know, everybody said they should be dead before they're 30. Well, they made it way past that. And I'm looking at YouTube in an interview, and one of them has gotten married. I think they're like, now they're like 40 or something. How does that happen? And these girls have one body, but they have she has two heads. It's like a head coming out of her neck.
Is that where they... Oh, okay. So they've got two heads at the shoulder. They're not joined at the hip. Okay.
Two heads are better than one.
You know what, Dan? That's making fun, okay? They have two arms, two legs, one chest. It's a weird kind of chest because it's kind of spread so they can have room for both heads. But she's basically like a two-headed person.
Wow.
They have two passports.
Lucky guy.
You can't...
You think he cheats on her with her sister?
Well, you can't... Well,
now, how can you not be curious about this, though? And anybody goes, I can't believe you're talking about that. Well, you're not normal. You're not normal. You're the person who doesn't slow down to see if anybody got ripped up in a car accident. You're not normal. So you can't help but think about this. When they go to the bathroom, which one is it that feels like they have to go?
Oh, yeah.
Or do they all both feel it at the same time?
They have two separate brains.
Your
turn to wipe.
Good God. You stink.
I'm glad you said that. These girls, well into adulthood, the left head, her mind controls the left arm and left leg. The right head, the right gal, her mind, they had to learn how to coordinate. It, like when we walk, we just sling our arms, left, right, left, right, left foot, right foot, left foot. She had to go, all right, I'm going to take a step, you take a step. And they had to learn how to synchronize with each other. How about that?
I think I might have seen these girls, but the first time I saw them was years ago, and it was on a documentary when they were still in high school. And he was talking about that. I think
now they're 40 or something, and they're and one is married. Now, this guy is a sick weirdo who married. And anybody who says, "Well, Frank, it's possible he could have fallen in love with
love is blind, right?
Huh?
Love is blind, right? No, none of that.
Yeah. No, even a blind man could feel you got two heads. This guy is an opportunist, and I promise you, he's thinking, well. I know this is pretty far out, two heads and one body, but I'm going to get a lot of attention, and I'll probably get in some magazines. Yeah, I'll marry her. There's no way that a guy who's not kind of twisted would marry a conjoined twin, knowing that that other head is watching you.
Okay, I can.
Even though they're kind of looking two different directions, she can look over.
Frank, can you imagine if your wife had a conjoined sister and she'd hear every argument that you had with your wife?
Oh, I've got you.
She'd join in. She'd argue with her.
I've already got you beaten. I've already got you beaten. All right, there was, I believe, they're either Chinese or they're from Colombia or something like that.
No, these girls are American.
This is a completely different set of conjoined twins, right? They are joined, I believe. At the shoulder and chest, but they have two arms, four legs, two heads, right?
I've seen them too. They're facing each other.
No. These two are both married to two different men.
I swear to God, I'm not looking this up. Their names are Chang and Eng Bunker. I used to love their picture in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Thank you.
I remember those guys.
Chang and Eng Bunker?
They are married to two separate guys?
Two separate guys.
Geez, Chang and Bunker. You did it.
Once one of them gets the remote, the other one can't steal it because they're not controlling that arm.
But man, the four legs, they should join the Olympics.
Hold on here. Limey said they each are married to different men.
Yes.
How,
different women.
Does one guy one night and the other guy's not, nah, I'm not in the mood. Go ahead, yeah. Bob, you take yours. And well, but he's still kind of doing it with two women.
They actually showed their bed, and it's like, you know, a king size bed, and there's just this blanket or like curtain down the middle, and that's it. That's all
so,
I got.
So the two couples can kind of have some privacy in the form of a rag between them, a sheet or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, what if one dies?
Oh.
One dies.
Well, I think they both die. Yeah, I think they both die. Vital organs or I think. Boy, how how horrible would this be?
The stop dragging my heart around.
So these Chang and Ng Bunker, these guys, what's funny about them? One of them was an alcoholic and the other one wasn't. So one of them.
No, that's worse.
Yeah. One of them's an alcoholic?
Yeah, one of them.
And the other one goes, hey, I don't want to smell that scotch. You know I don't drink. Get your breath.
Well, they didn't share a circulatory system, so they one guy got drunk while the other guy had to sit next to him not drunk. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my God. All right, stop right there. I got to do some business. Stop. I'm going to go crazy. This is my favorite, new favorite subject. It just is. We'll never run out of questions. All right. Let's do some business. We'll talk about it later. Maybe we'll even mention it. YouTube, just type in conjoined twins. You're not going to believe the documentaries and stuff that come up. Here.
Houses on the air, turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the air. We're full of chit, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
hemorrhoids.
Brief and to the point.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 8th edition of Pinions Playhouse. Brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton. These are the people that showed me how to lose 35 pounds. I did it in the six, 8 weeks. They're also the people who are going to tell you and help you and inform you when it comes to bioidentical hormones. Bioidentical hormone replacement. This is a huge business. And a lot of places do it and they charge way too much. Be careful of that. We'll talk about pellets and more. But first, we do this.
Hey!
I got eight people to introduce, so let's get this thing on the road. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason for that weird way that he talks, he lived in Great Britain for 19 years. For 10 of those years, he was in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limey. Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. How are you? I hope you're doing well, and I hope you've had a good day.
Wow. Well, that was very nice. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Almost sold cosmetics for Mary Kay. Assistant manager of a Sambo's restaurant. Car salesman. Broadcast professor. Bass player in a band. The Seven Sins of Sinbad Band. And on and on and on and on. He's Dan Strauss and he's in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
It's the Seventh Planet Band, by the way.
What is it?
Seventh Planet Band. Seventh Planet. I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. If you're already working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review to make sure that you're doing the right thing. Mark and Jason is a member of Stiefel. Our Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
There you go. Now... that newscast, how about that newscast you just heard, huh?
Yeah. Woo.
That was a good one.
Top notch.
You say, wow, he's really good at that doing the news. He must spend a lot of time. That must be all he does. Oh, no, there's more. Tim Woodburn is also a private investigator, like a real one, like a licensed one, a legitimate one. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much, Frank. Gateway Investigation has been helping people in St. Louis for 10 years now. We'll celebrate 10 years in business this October. If you need a private investigator in your life, email me, Tim at gatewaypi.net.
is on the road, but right now he's off the road in the studio. There's no song in the studio. Just can't wait to get in the studio. So we haven't done a song for you, but we do have him. Bill Cleveland, who will share something with us here in just a minute or two. Bill, say hi to him.
I didn't like it at first. It's interruptive, but I like it.
I thought of you guys. I was on the road somewhere in, I think I was in Texas on this just dirt road, and that song came on the satellite radio, and I thought, oh, I missed my friends back in the studio. So, hello, everyone.
Aww.
You missed us.
Yeah.
Well, who wouldn't? Yeah, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses, hi again.
Red Boy's been on the road. He just drove in from Wisconsin. He went up there to pick up. So what'd you pick up there?
Jeez.
No surprise there. And please, I know Tim Woodman still has that look up. I can't believe they're still doing this cheese thing. We've been doing it for over 20 years. You just have to get used to it. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah. You know, you mentioned, Bernice, that tomorrow will be 15 years.
Wow. That's right. We won't be here tomorrow to, well, we'll just do it today. Bernice, we know you're still listening. We know it's frustrating that you can't call. And why can't you call from heaven? It's heaven for God. Well, because you know what?
Long distance.
That would take away, well, no, it would take away from the faith thing. It would be too much proof and evidence. You have to believe.
Oh.
So it, she may be calling in as other people. You could do stuff like that from heaven. You can do anything. It's heaven, like miracles and stuff. Maybe she calls in as Greg or somebody, and we don't know it's Bernice. So, Bernice, if you're up there listening, you don't really say, hey, happy anniversary of your death tomorrow. That, you know, you don't do that. How about this, Bernice? We have missed you for every day of 15 years. How about that? Because we have. And that's what it'll be tomorrow. 15 years. BHRT. Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. They do that at MD Health and Wellness. Other places do it too. Some of them are really completely out of line in their pricing. Here's what this is all about. It's about a calmer, more stable mood for a lot of people. It's about reduced body fat. It's about more energy. It's about more sex drive. I don't need any more of that. Stronger mental clarity. Yeah, that I could use. And improved muscle tone. All of that. Those are all things you might notice that are happening to you. Change, good changes, just because you made the decision to go have hormone replacement, to put back some of what nature has cruelly decided it's not going to give you enough of anymore. Men and women get older and the testosterone levels decline, and the ovaries produce diminished amounts of estrogen. Not for the men. We don't have ovaries. Or estrogen or progesterone. Remember, you want a bonus joke from Greg, a listener?
Yeah.
It's really quick. What's the difference? So we're talking about hormones and MD Health and Wellness. What's the difference between an enzyme and a hormone?
I have no clue.
What?
You can't hear an enzyme. Get it?
Oh, boy.
Huh?
You can hear a hormone?
Oh.
Oh, now I get it.
You know what? All of you.
Chicken butt.
All of you are in timeout. No, you're all in timeout. You deliberately held back the laughter. You knew it was funny, but you all got together probably during a break or when I stepped out and said, hey, if he does a bonus joke, let's all not laugh. Because that was funny. Greg, thanks for sending me, Greg. I thought it was funny. Okay? I wouldn't have used it. Difference between an enzyme and a hormone, you can't hear an enzyme. Yeah, well, Tim cleared it up for anybody who didn't get it.
Just can hear a hormone.
Yeah. I just want to throw this out there that I am live streaming Bill Cleveland's segment on my Facebook page.
Whoa.
And already there are two people now watching it. One dropped off.
Is he going to moan?
So when,
you know what would be funny?
I didn't approve of this. What is this?
You mean what would be funny? If a listener happens to be home and is able to FaceTime, and they heard you, and they go, I'm going to put FaceTime on.
Yeah.
And they've got a little child in the house, and he looks up and goes, I like Pinocchio.
Hey, Bill. Larry Connors came in and said, that you should talk directly into the mic because you sound like you're
what a welcome on the distance.
What,
a welcome
what does he know? Group. He's new to broadcasting.
Yeah, no, he's actually right. I have a mic.
No, Billy's not. He's a TV guy. They don't have to worry about this stuff. They got microphones hanging on their necks and stuff. They clipped on.
Still just two people watching.
They were lavaliers.
You don't have to listen to him.
Oh, three people are now watching.
Uh-oh.
You know what? This is more than 11.3. I mean, this is more already. This is already a bigger audience.
In fact, actually, Tim Woodburn, give a wave. It's our newsman.
Oh, there Tim's watching.
Hello, Tim. Limey, you asked earlier why I don't want to do our show on Facebook. There's your answer right there. How many people are watching?
Three people are watching. Are watching.
There's
right
your answer.
Bill Cleveland hasn't even started his segment yet, and three
I'm not
people
a big
are already watching.
If he promoted it, we'd be
on the edge of their seats.
We could get the double digits if you promoted it a little bit.
Four people are now watching.
Okay. No, you're not gonna, are you gonna yell out every person?
No, of course I'm not gonna do that. We're back down
you're
to
not
three
get
people
past
now.
10.
If we get to 10, Bill's gonna get 10. Naked.
Only
come
three
on
people
six.
Are watching.
Isn't that what you say? Come on, six. Now,
you know what Dr. Gilbertson and Dr. Andrew are saying right now? Come on, our commercial. What happened to our commercial? Okay, still and now back people. To MD Health and Wellness. Here's the thing, folks. They replace these hormones with bioidentical, which means that the molecular structure of these hormones are identical to the ones your body makes, and they do it in the form of pellets for men and women. There's nothing to it. I've had this done, and they just insert them. They're right under the skin on your hip, and then they release time-release dosages of the hormones you need based on blood tests and whatever. Take a look at this. Go to their website, check in this. Of course, if you want to lose weight, my goodness, we've been over this for a couple of years. I can't think of anybody I could send you to who's more effective, efficient, knowledgeable professional than MD Health and Wellness. Doctor-supervised weight loss, and it works. It does. You just have to do what they tell you, like your parents used to tell you. MD Health and Wellness, mdhealthwellness.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, right. Buffalo, Toronto.
All right, here he is. Boy, you see him live, too. What do people need to do to go see that streaming thing?
If you want to go on live, just go onto Facebook, search for me, Trevor Phillips, and just go ahead, add me. You can watch it. Rich, we actually have a listener right now that is a mutual friend of mine, and he is watching Bill's segment right now. We're up to... Five people are viewing this. And for about the first, 3 minutes, it's just been looking at Bill while he's quiet. So, Bill, you know, I mean, you got a lot to do.
Bill, you must be nervous. You got five people.
I
got
we're five up to six people
I
now.
Got five bucks.
Seven
don't
people.
Do any more. He won't be able to stand the pressure. Don't even tell him he might have, a dozen people listening. And now... Here's the guy who's been everywhere. He's brought to you by Window World is everywhere. They're all over the country, and they're all over the St. Louis area. They've now made their 50,000th sale. It is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And now here, back off the road, is Bill Cleveland.
As soon as Bill talks, the number of viewers go down. Watch.
Don Bovard just said, hi, guys. Hello, Don. And also, I'm trying to do my job and also live stream. I'm doing this for you, Bill.
Well, I didn't ask you to
cross
do it,
promotion.
Did anybody catch the cruel thing Tim just said?
Yeah, no, I heard it, but I just didn't.
What did he say? They hear Bill talk, number of viewers will go down. Why do you need to be that playground bully, that guy?
It's just because I know it irritates you. That's my goal in life, is just to irritate you.
No.
Dan Strauss is now watching the live stream.
Dan, you're actually in the room. You don't have to watch. I mean, you're part of it. You're here, okay?
Oh,
my God. Can't see Bill.
This is the worst
show
ever.
Where are you?
God.
No, the worst show is still yet to come.
No,
Bill, where are we?
Right.
Where are we going?
So, I'm excited to talk about this today because I know you have been to this place, Frank, and I was there a week ago, or a little over a week ago, Wonders of Wildlife.
No, I have not been.
I thought you said you had.
No, my sons went. I want to go.
Oh my gosh!
I told you how great it was based on the rat. My buddy has been there from the. Oh, but I've not been.
Okay, well then, yeah, you would love it, and certainly your grandkid would love it. So it is in Springfield, Missouri, and it's part of the Bass Pro complex.
Empire.
Yeah, Empire is absolutely right. So it's 92,000 square feet. Of stuff. So they have essentially what it is there are animals from all sorts of different regions, and you walk through and they look exactly like they look in person. It's unbelievable. And they're not stuffed necessarily, but they're recreations. And when you walk from sort of region to region, even the smells and the temperatures change based on what you're looking at. So if you're looking at animals...
Let me try to describe how big this thing is. 92,000 square feet. Take something that's 46,000 square feet. It's twice that big.
Oh, my gosh. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. Now, that puts it in perspective.
Now I know. God almighty. So there's two sections to it. So there's just, you know, the animals. There's, like I said, you walk through. Let's just say you're looking at desert animals. And it'll smell like the desert. And it'll be hot. Or you'll walk through an area where it's, you know, the animals are supposed to be in a little cooler climate. So the temperature changes. It's very neat. And so, but for me, my favorite part was the aquarium part. So, and we've all been to these aquariums, but this one, I gotta tell you, it's one of the best that I've been to. It's absolutely, it's one of the best that I've ever seen. And these, you know, gigantic sharks swimming around. There's areas where, like I say, if you have kids, so example, you know, your grandkid probably saw this. It's hard to describe because I've never really seen things like this before, but, they have the aquariums, and then so kids can actually climb up sort of and be in the middle of the aquarium, if that makes any sense, and it'll go around them.
Wow, and like so, they're underwater.
Yes, yes. And so I try, you know, I'm, you know, vertically challenged, so I was able to climb under there and get up there just like the little kids do. But they'll absolutely love it. And now I will tell you, it's not cheap to get into it. I cannot remember the exact price, but it's probably about $40 a ticket to get into this thing. But what I did hear from people who went through it afterwards, they said, you know what? Totally worth it. You can spend an entire day.
Now, that's what
day.
I've heard. You know how to circumcise a whale? I thought of this because you said aquarium, yes. And I thought of water and sharks and stuff. You know how to circumcise a whale?
I don't know.
You send down foreskin divers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now how many people are watching?
Well, we got up to 11, but I had to stop the video because I was getting bored. Oh. But I've already got 46 friend requests just from shouting out my name there. So thank you. Yeah. I'm confirming.
You stopped it? I wrote
all about you.
Now, see, how come he gets to bully Bill and you don't say anything to him, Frank? He just said something really mean.
He did say something.
What did he say? I missed it. What did he say?
He said he had to stop the Facebook live feed because even he was getting bored.
Well, yeah, my arm was hurt, like, was getting bored. I was just holding it there. He wasn't doing it.
That's
anything.
Not the right verb. Your arm was getting tired, not bored.
He's right. Limey, he's got a point. Your arm doesn't get bored. Have a mind. You know. My arm is bored.
I apologize. I apologize.
I wrote a bunch of comments on there.
And I'd like to announce
Bill, I'm sorry. We butchered your segment.
To announce that after today, I will always be on the road.
It worked.
Mission accomplished. If you'd like more, you can always go to billontheroad.com or just watch Trevor's Facebook page, apparently.
Dan Sandy Kane says hello.
Oh. Hello, Sandy.
At least we don't have people corresponding with us like on the morning show. I heard that morning show again today.
Yeah.
They got a guy who claims his name, and he texts him, Mike Hunt.
What?
Yep. And then they got this guy, Ball Sack. I can hardly listen. I almost had to stop listening, but I didn't, and I could. Bill, do the wrap-up thing.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
There you go.
Thank you, Bill.
Bill Cleveland. One and only. Now, this is not meant to be cruel, but, Bill, have you ever been talking to somebody, telling them something, and they just stare at your face and your nose and go, you're lying. Has that ever happened?
No.
No.
And I get called a bully. Can you believe that?
That's not bully. That's just having fun. It's having fun with a friend. That's called having fun with a friend.
Having fun with his nose.
Yeah. Larry Connors comes on
his video. I just saw the video myself. I actually look pretty attractive on this video.
See,
so thanks,
I can do a pretty good job at Facebook Live.
Okay. Mike, can you record and play back and take video of a live Facebook thing?
Yeah, post it. Well, basically, it records while you're going up there onto Facebook, and then at the end you just hit finish and upload, and it's on Facebook forever.
Did you see what
you
I wrote about?
I'm not even going to help you. You get me, did you?
I made sure just to get me at the end waving goodbye, Bill and Tim.
Perfect.
Did you see I want what I my, wrote, Bill?
I want my looks to remain a mystery.
I would have absolutely asked for your permission before posting anything of yourself on Facebook.
Dan wants attention. What, Dan?
No, I said, did you ask Bill if he saw what I wrote on there?
No.
Was
this
show?
Is radio.
Yeah.
This is radio.
Oh.
People can't see what you're...
I said, Bill has a booger.
Larry Connors.
Size of my fist.
6 o'clock. Here are a couple of things to be talking about. There's a debate over the steel and aluminum tariffs. Will they hurt you or help you? Larry has some information for you. Check this out. Police have dropped drug charges on a man who swallowed drugs, and he refused to poop for 47 days.
Oh, wow.
How can you refuse to poop?
I don't think that's... I didn't think you could do that.
No, doesn't your body just kind of automatically say, I'm coming out?
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, if you just
but they dropped the charges.
Really hard,
I
mean,
because he refused to poop.
Wait.
You know what they do in a situation like that is they put you in a room naked, and if you won't do that, and they make you just lay on a floor naked until it comes out, and that's how they prove that the drugs are in you. So he would have had
how
to lay on a
floor. How do you know so much about that? How do you know?
Why does it matter how
have you had to do that? Have you done that?
I went to school,
who knows
Frank?
That?
I know
who
it.
Who knows that?
Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
Get tickets and join your Memphis Grizzlies for Adoptable Pet Night as they take on the Cleveland Cavaliers Wednesday, December 26th at 7 p.m. The first 5,000 fans in attendance will receive a Grizzlies pet bandana. For great tickets to this game and others, call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com today.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Grizz Nation, get in the game as Mike Conley, Marc Gasol, and your Memphis Grizzlies host Kyrie Irving and the Boston Celtics Saturday, November 29th at 7 p.m. Guarantee the best seats with a 6-game holiday pack now. Call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com today and get Memphis. Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex, now with a new DePere location. Stop in with coworkers or clients Monday through Friday from 11 to 4 and enjoy a delicious lunch combo. Choose from 14 flavor-filled entrees, all served with rice, refried beans, and a soda. Or order the tableside guacamole and enjoy the show as your server makes fresh guacamole from scratch just for you. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, 1235 Washington Avenue downtown or 12796 Manchester, just west of 270. Rosalita's Cantina, Tex-Mex. Done right.
The holiday season is here. Do you want to carve your turkey or ham oh so right and so fresh? Or do you want your relatives to complain about your knives again?
Why are your knives so dull?
Of course, no one wants to hear that. So bring your knives back to life at Bertarelli Cutlery. They can put a sharp edge back on your knives and get you ready for the holiday season. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. How often do you sit up at night wondering how you're going to pay the bills? There's only so much money coming in, and by the end of the month, there's just nothing left. And it's not your fault. The credit card companies spend millions of dollars a year trying to figure out ways to keep you further in debt. What if I told you the solution to all these problems was only 5 minutes away? Get the cash you need and pay off your credit cards once and for all at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
This is KM Jans, and you're listening to 5-9 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9TheFan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
At Elysium Restoration and Design, they specialize in interior home renovations, including bathroom and kitchen remodeling, basements, additions, garages, and more. They offer start-to-finish solutions for every project while providing full design services with custom work to fit your needs. Elysium's lead carpenters have at least 10 years' experience, so you know the work is done the right way. And being a family-run business, they take the time to communicate every step of the way. Check out Elysium Restoration and Design at erdstl.com.
This is 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Let's make it a $100 bet that Drew Locke goes in the first round.
Okay, no.
Oh, no.